Ready?
Ready.
Roll.
Jeez. Hey, welcome to Los Angeles.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, you'll enjoy this place. There's plenty of car stuff going on here in L.A. And welcome to Larry's Garage.
Hey, everybody. As you know, Larry Wood and any Hot Wheel collector would be in heaven. I'm in heaven. To any Hot Wheel collector, this is it. This is Larry's Garage.
This is home sweet home.
Home sweet home. Larry, thanks for inviting
us
here.
Sure, welcome to California.
This is amazing. We get to see your collection in the magazines and pictures of people here and there, and we're actually here. So this is really a treat. Take us around. Tell us what's going on.
Well, what can I tell you? This is just stuff, you know, diecast stuff, Hot Wheel stuff, other people's stuff.
There's a supercharged Hemi over here.
Blown Hemi here, which is by Margarita Blender. I'm gonna. These are all broken parts, so I've been buying them as I go to swap meets and stuff, and putting them together. And I'm gonna put an electric motor in it with a Margarita Blender on the end, so it'll spin and the Margarita will make margaritas.
1,200 horsepower.
That's it, exactly.
Supercharged,
yeah,
injected,
yeah.
So, Margarita Blender.
You know, you gotta have that in, cool, when you first come in. Then, as you walk along here, just a few things that I've gotten through the years. Yeah, for Hall of Fame. Thing, a couple cars I worked on, the Tuttles, when I went back there and saw them. So this is a lot of fun stuff. But I don't know if anybody's ever seen this. This is a teddy bear that we made for Ferrari. That's a prototype. It doesn't even have the right packaging or anything. But the batteries are dead. But what happened is you touched his hands, squeezed his hands, and his ears went back every time he shifted. And
really?
His foot would go down and his ears would go back, and it would just shift, and it had a Ferrari engine. It was a terrific thing. And again, they didn't make
never
it in
came
the U.S.
To fruition, no.
It never came to never came cool. to U.S. It was in Europe, I think.
What's with the guitar? The Hot Wheels guitar?
The Hot Wheels guitar. When we worked at Hot Wheels, we worked with I think it's a Gibson, and did a few of those. Very rare. I don't know how many were made. I did the graphics on it, and Bruce Schultz did the final paint jobs and everything for him.
Great.
Not many of those around either. And then the rest of it is diecast. There's some of my 18 scale over there. Again, some Hot Wheels, some competitors, some raw diecast. And then as you go around, there's some basic cars over there. This is just some pictures of me and some of the guys I hang around with, and some race driver autographs and stuff. So nothing too fancy. There's some nice handmade prototypes in there and stuff. But this is just, you know, collector stuff through the years.
What's with the old gas pump? Did you do that?
No, the gas pump was something we had on display at Mattel, and I just brought it down here, and we filled it full of Hot Wheels.
Did someone make that?
It's a production.
Could it be bought like
that?
It's
a production, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's fiberglass.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's why it's so small, you know. But it's a nice piece. It's perfect for displaying Hot Wheels.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it comes with a globe.
And the globe we made, yeah. So it was just a blank globe.
So that's the nice thing about working at Mattel. You get to have all kinds of cool things made.
That's it.
You know, for your collection.
Yeah, you just make them yourself. So.
Well, let's go.
Basically, it. And this is the office that is just a mess. It's just, there's no.
You know what?
Reason for
everybody's
stuff in here.
Everybody's office is like that. You know, yeah. Mine. I've got Hot Wheels everywhere.
And
so
this, along here is just some awards that through the years I've had from people, and mostly Mattel and stuff, and some of the different cars through the years, and again,
40 years at Mattel,
sitting there, drawing on a drawing board.
Now, do you know how many cars you designed?
No, I never figured it out. You probably know more
than
I do.
I have a guess, but I'm not gonna.
One of these days, that'll be a
yeah. That'll be a trivia question.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
We do have that written down somewhere,
yeah, and I won't even be able to answer it.
Well, I think one day I wrote them all down between you and everybody else, and I sent them to everybody just to make sure, and everybody wrote back to me, yeah, I did this, I didn't do that, you know, Larry did that one, so I do have a list of...
Well, I was there 15 years by myself, so everything, and I don't remember the years, but...
From 69 up to...
Till probably Phil came in or somebody like that.
Yeah.
So anything in that era, I did. And before that, of course, I had a couple other guys, Bob Lovejoy and Howard Reese, a few guys like that. And then after that, of course, they just kept
hiring people. There's a whole bunch now.
Filling those guys.
The first one that you did was the
Tri-Baby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's that's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
So, let's go check out the shop.
Let's see what we got.
Another gas pump. What's this?
1914 Harley. I've been restoring it through the years, pieces of it and everything, and it's never run. But 2014's coming up, so I've decided that this might be my next project. Get it running in 2014, take it around the block.
Okay.
So it's all there. I just have to, you know, put fuel in it and check. It has no guts in the carburetor and a few things like that. So.
Well, we could put a fuel injection in that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, fire that thing up. So that'd be fun to ride around the block.
Sure. The toolbox.
Toolbox full of just B sheets and drawings and just through the years of
a toolbox full of Hot Wheels drawings.
Yeah, just some stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah. Just, yeah. So you know,
amazing stuff. What's this one here?
That was the electric car. What was that one called?
The Sizzlers.
Sizzler. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, George Salakis.
Yep, George. Good old George.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Yeah.
And
Elwood?
Yeah, just...
Elwoody?
Again, different drawings. You know, we could do this for the rest of our lives.
Oh, man. Yeah. Zowies. So you did the Zowies, too?
Yeah, did the Zowies.
Wow.
And that one, of course, turned into the Shark Cruiser later on.
Yep.
So... But...
Old number five.
Yeah, the original B sheet.
You know, you guys are getting to see some really, really cool history here. This is amazing Hot Wheel history.
So, but again, we could do this for the rest of our lives.
Larry, you have so much stuff. Oh, my goodness.
And this is just one drawer. We got drawers and drawers and drawers of Hot Wheel stuff in here. It's just a place to store stuff. My regular toolbox. These were the kind of drawings I would do for colors.
Mm-hmm.
This was never meant for anybody to see other than the guy doing the E-sheet. And it would be the color situation and the toy number. And so, you know, did hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these, of course. Because we had to do it.
Right.
Every car had a
everything,
color.
Everything, you know? had to match and look good.
Yeah.
So, wow.
I don't remember what that was called, but I know a...
I think that
it was the California...
California Customs, where you would change your tires. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep. So there's lots of...
Wow. I'm really stoked to be able to be here and see all of this history. This is amazing.
And then over here we have some the awards that Mattel has given me through the years.
Look at this.
30th anniversary. And let me show you the trick here is after the batteries are dead, but what happens is I talk, and then as it goes along at the end, this flips over and they have a finished car.
Wow.
Yeah, they make those guys at Mattel can make anything.
That is amazing. Yeah. And this is you.
Yep, this is the 30th. This was for the 40th anniversary, the custom auto. And that's obviously a large version and
this was the car that was on the cover of the first, or not on the cover but on the packaging
of all the first
of all
Hot
the
Wheels,
first Hot Wheels
yep.
cars, and they were done by Otto
yep.
Cooney.
Yep, the car was actually Harry Bradley did the design, but Otto did the rendering, so that's why we gave Otto credit for it.
Wow.
And then probably my highlight of my career was the electronic snake car. And if you've ever seen this work, again, the batteries are dead. This stuff's been sitting around here for 20 years.
That one, the lights go down.
The lights go down. The body
does
a burnout. The pipes light up. The sound is 100% authentic.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything about it is real. And I'm in the background.
Now that's from Lions Drag Strip, which is no longer around.
Which is only about a quarter of a mile from here.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, Mickey Thompson's shop is at the end of this block.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So this one here again was 40th. They made me a special one for 40th. The rest of the cars here, there's nothing too spectacular. Dave Despain is my guard dog. So we've got some other.
Now these here these were for the stores.
Yeah, they were for display. I think they were kind of for display at the toy shows.
Oh, okay.
I don't really remember 100%. And the cars up in this cabinet here, you're probably getting too much reflection to see what they are. You can do a close-up later if you want. Those, for no rhyme or reason, I just pulled up some cars when I came down here and set up the shop. And those are just some cars I put up there. There's some rare cars in there. There's some pink cars. There's the...
is that the...
The King Radio
vans. Those are definitely both of those vans.
Yep, there's the Larry's.
There's the Larry's with the phone number
Larry's
on it?
Larry's with the towing service with the phone number on it, which is my home number still. So there's some pretty neat stuff in there, but again, they're just cars that I worked on through the years. There's nothing to, you know...
Now, that Camaro...
There's two prototype Camaros in there. Those two Camaros were experimenting with padded top colors. Never made it to production. They're enameled, black enameled cars with painted tops on them. But they were just a prototype.
This one and this one here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's some other cars in there. But you know what? I'm not 100...
Mark's...
That was the... Mattel's towing service or whatever.
No, this one, this is, it ended up being white, but I think I think it was like Mark's Electrical Service
something like that.
You know, there's, you know, and people ask me all the time, you know, what about this one? It's like, there's just so much that I can that I can keep in my head, and you're the guy that designed them, and you're,
you know, again, I'm not a collector as such. So I don't know values or what they are, but I know occasionally that there's something a little different that I've never seen before, and that's like the black ones with the padded tops, you know. But there's other ones in there. People come in here all the time and say, wow, I've only ever seen that before. So that happens to me all the time.
There's a lot of really, you know.
But again, there was no rhyme or reason. I just picked cars out of a box and threw them up there. So that's about it.
Amazing stuff.
As you come along down in here, basically, everything in here is production. There's one thing that isn't a car, and that's a Reggie Jackson signed baseball, because I did his cars one time. And
Reggie's a big car nut.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got a lot of cool cars.
Yeah, I went up to his
cars.
Collection, and we did that Reggie Jackson four-car set at one time. And this is a very rare Ed Roth signed set. One's a prototype, and one's a production. And he died like a month after he came and signed those.
April 6th or April 4th.
Yeah. So those were signed before for him. And again,
this is the stuff you're going to see here is.
This is the only place you'll see
it. The only place you're going to see it. There's a lot of resin stuff here. Larry.
Yeah, again. You know, as we went later on in the design process, we didn't use wood models and everything. We used resin models, and these are some of the resin models that we ended up using. This, obviously, is production cars, but in my case, the Nash is standing right over there. The COE is right there, and my 33 is sitting home, so those are all within a couple miles from here. There's no rhyme or reason for the cars in the display case here. This is just production cars, the toy shows and, you know, things, the cases, the Halloween cars are here. So no
Bruce's.
Those are, Bruce's Nomad.
Bruce's No Nomad.
So this is basically production. This is basically production, but there's some pretty rare cars here, the Pro Circuit cars. The pink Barbie truck, very few of those made.
Yeah, you were supposed to mail that back, you know, when
Mattel
sent them back.
Mattel didn't like the idea of Hot Wheels doing Barbie. Now they're probably glad.
I don't know of anybody who would actually send theirs back.
No, of course not. Yeah, I'll do that someday.
Yeah, right.
And down here, again, more epoxy prototypes. And at the bottom are the what we call the shells of the production cars back in the day when we used to make everything out of wood. So these are the epoxies before they went to the shells and
Is that the Munster Coach?
That's the Munster Coach, which we were going to do. We did all the patterns and everything, and then There was a legal problem. It didn't work out with the studios and stuff, but that is the pattern for the original Monster Coast. This is the a la carte and some of the Boyd cars.
Yeah.
Then these two here are the very first Snake and Mongoose prototypes. Notice the wings on top of the body. And, of course, a charger. And
without the wing.
Yep. And so a few, just some.
And there's your Hall of Fame ring.
Hall of Fame ring. The gold bus and the Porsche. And there's some other cars in there.
Amazing stuff.
And the top row is all the cars from the Christmas things that I did. Remember the Christmas car?
A lot of people
The very first one, we only made, I think, 10 or 12 of them. And, of course, the last one I made, like, 4,000. So shows you how much Mattel changed through the years.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, go crazy looking for those.
Those are hard to find.
They are definitely.
And this
This is some amazing stuff.
This is basically prototypes in here.
Look at the colors on this.
These were, you know, early shots. Gold cars we experimented with. Probably the rarest car I have in the collection is this one here. It's the handmade twin mill prototype before they actually made the patterns or anything. That's a rare piece. This was a piece that was done in 85. We were first starting to tampo, and so we did some experiments. This has the names of all the engineers and designers, me, that were working on Hot Wheels at the time. Here is a prototype. These are all prototypes. The cord before the supercharger on the hood, because that's the way I wanted to do it, but we wanted to make it a Hot Wheel, so we put the supercharger on the hood.
Well, how about this one down here?
Same thing, probably from the same mold. That one's all painted. That's probably the difference, the two of them. Experimenting with some printing, which we never really did, but it was an experiment to show you could actually do printing.
Well, yeah, later on ended up doing a lot of that.
Exactly. So that's
the artistic.
Yeah, that's basically what I have here. But again, this is just some stuff I had laying around. So
what's with the colors on that?
I don't know. It's probably just a one-off experimenting with some tamp. I know we had rubdown decals we used to experiment with on these things. There's the first prototype Cadzilla.
Wow. I am so honored to be here and see all of these things in person, you know, all of this Hot Wheel history.
Yeah, and it's funny because
amazing.
This stuff was work, but then you get something like this, which gets personal.
Right. Yeah.
And I built this out of a fun thing I thought someday would be fun to own, and I spent the last 10 years building the real thing, which is over there, and I'll show you later. But it's funny how you get started on a project that you think is a good idea, and you realize it was a dumb idea.
No, that's a great idea.
No,
you know,
still, it seems like
your fans always want more of you, you know, and this is something that they get to have that's a part of you. They can bring it to the events when they finally meet you and have you autograph.
Yeah, I've autographed quite a few of these.
Yeah, so.
And when I get the rig on the road, which is very close, it'll be fun to have one of these sitting inside it and saying, this is what started the whole idea.
And I know it well, you know, with Mattel redoing my old race car, it's just so cool to be able to go out there and autograph that.
Yeah. Makes a big difference. Yeah. Yep.
So it gives the fans and the collectors something personal of you.
Yep.
That they can do a one-on-one thing. So.
So the rest of the garage is car stuff, which is probably my love. I've always wanted to build things with my hands and create things, and Hot Wheels let me do that. But the job paid me to come here and be able to do this, which is what I enjoy. And this is Larry's garage. So,
a lot of, I would probably say all of us real car guys collect toy cars and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, you collect toy cars because it's a lot easier to own 5 AC Cobras in different colors.
There's a lot more cars there than there are here.
Right, exactly.
It has to do with the space.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just
there's something that's interesting. Through the years of the banners at the shows and stuff, they would throw them away because they had no use for them. So I would just grab them and
I have this one in my room. Okay. It's a little bit smaller, and I
Yeah, I mean, you just don't find those anymore.
No,
you know?
No, no.
Yeah.
And, oh, look at that 20th anniversary
yep,
one.
Yep, 20th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
This one here is, the next one's 30th anniversary, I think.
Wow.
And I have a couple other ones that I just have no space for.
What's anymore. With the Soapbox Derby?
You know, I always wanted to do Soapbox Derby when I was a kid. Could mm-hmm. never do it. And
me too.
So I found one and painted it up. Bruce Schultz painted it for me. Did a beautiful job on it. And if I put it on the ground, it takes up space, so I just hang it from the ceiling.
We, in our town, have a Soapbox Derby just
oh, do you?
Happening
okay.
The past couple of years.
Oh, okay.
And somebody had actually written me and said, hey, you know,
why not?
I know that you build stuff. would you like to do a Hot
cool.
Wheel
yeah.
Soapbox Derby for the kids? And I said, sure. We're probably going to do it next year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We have an adult one in El Segundo, and it's pretty funny.
Oh, I'm sure.
So it's very funny, the stuff they come up with and roll down the hills with it. So that's it. The that wall is my art wall. It has artwork from myself and a lot of my friends. There's an original Otto Cooney.
Wow.
And there's some posters from Long Beach Grand Prix, which I can hear the cars from here as it's that close. And
what is that trike?
That was a guy that taught at Art Center, said one of his students did that drawing, and he made a copy of it for me. And so I thought it was pretty cool.
A lot of designers come out of Art Center,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it's just art stuff, and through the years I've collected.
That's another part of collecting.
Yeah, exactly, know? Yeah.
The signing sheets that we do mm-hmm. for all of the different events, you know, they have become collector's items in themselves.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've got a whole collection of those
yeah,
myself.
Oh, I've got, yeah, everyone that you and I have done together, I've got them on my wall.
I collect other people's stuff, too, so yep. That's yeah, kind of
I have
fun.
Them, I have them everywhere. Yeah. I save and put them all over. Is that a lunchbox?
Yep.
That's not a U.S. lunchbox.
That's a plastic one, but I have a die-cast one here somewhere. I mean, a metal one here somewhere.
Of that design?
No, not that design.
Because that's like a European or Australian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
really?
That's,
okay.
It took me a long time to find that one.
It's funny because I just found it at a swap meet and grabbed it. So.
Yeah, you were lucky. But yeah, this is an amazing, amazing place, and we're so grateful that you let us come here and hang out and gave us some
yeah,
of your
I'm
time.
Glad anybody that's in the area, just give me a call and stop by. I'm always around, always down on underneath something, working on something. This is the COE for the trailer that I'm working on, and I'll show you that in a minute. But this is the truck that's going to tow the trailer around, and I could probably give you some stills.
Sure.
Of this
sure.
So that people can see it better.
And this one here is the...
That's my 32 Nash, which in the Hot Wheel it's called a Packard.
Right, right.
And because I figured nobody would buy a Nash. So I figured I'd do a Packard. It's my Nash, but it's everybody else's Packard.
Everybody else's Packard. It's wonderful, wonderful. Well, yes. Larry, thank you very, very much. And
thank you, and stop by anytime.
Really appreciate you letting us come and hang out at Larry's Garage. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I did, and I'm really, really excited to be here. So we'll see you later. Take care.
Take it easy.